But it's Tech Tuesday, and Abdel Saifan is joining us right now. He's the president of the cybersecurity nonprofit here in Chicago. And Abdel, the one big thing I've been talking about today, because you put this on my radar a little while ago, you were talking about how there is a software update, if you have an iPhone, that you're going to want to do because it fixes a pretty big deal, kind of a security fix there. How you doing, Abdel? How's Tuesday treating you so far?
Hey, and I'm doing pretty well today. Thank you.
Good. So this is, I want to get into what's behind this, because this seems like a whole another level of cybersecurity threat that I hadn't heard much about. But just the software update, speak to that, if you will, and why we need to do it.
Yeah. So, you know, what's important to understand here is that our government, other governments are always trying to figure out ways to exploit the two most popular operating systems in the world for mobile devices, right, which is Apple and Android. And it turned out that there were some research team, I believe in Israel, who figured out a way to basically get access to your Apple devices, whether it's your MacBook or your iPhone, and pretty much do whatever they want without you ever knowing about it. Now, this was discovered sometime last week, and Apple has been working really hard to fix it, and they were finally able to fix it just yesterday. So if you haven't seen an update yet, at least on your iPhone, you should go ahead and, go to your settings and check to see if there's a new update available. And you should absolutely go right away and apply that update. It's very important that you do that because, like I said, these hackers can gain access to your mobile device, pretty much do whatever they want in your phone without you ever knowing what they're doing.
So you go to Settings, General, Software Update, and then it'll tell you if you're up to date or not. You may have automatic updates on and you're just already up to date, or you may have to go ahead and run it. But that's pretty simple. You just go to Settings, Software Update, Settings, General, Software Update. Hey, okay, now the stuff behind this, the security threat that this is and why this is such a big deal. You know, so often you come on the show, or Steve Burness does from the Better Business Bureau, and you guys just remind us, do not click on links you don't recognize. It doesn't matter what form it comes. If it comes in a text message, an email, doesn't matter. Do not click on it, because that's a way for hackers and bad guys to gain access to your devices and ultimately your personal data. This, though, is different, because it's a no-click spyware situation. So you're not even doing anything actively, and yet this gets installed on your phone, and they can get your data and access to all your information anyway.
Yeah, so this is, in the security community, this is what we call a zero-day exploit, which means that no one knew about it. There is no fix for it, because it was just discovered today, and it's, you know, it allowed hackers to get into your personal data, really without your control, right? So when this was, it's possible that this zero-day exploit was out there and it was for a while, right? But it happens that researchers and Apple themselves discovered it just last week, right? And like I said, our own government, other governments, right, they figure out ways to get this kind of zero-day exploits, right? Because it's something that the Apple would not be aware of, and they can use it to gain access to criminal activities and such, right? But you know, the fact that this came to light, it is important that everyone apply this this software update immediately.
Someone's pointing out to me some software updates happen when you're connected to Wi-Fi, and some people like to use data, so it doesn't happen. It's very important to go and just get that done, I guess. We have a text from a listener, 708, says, it seems like Apple fixes these pretty quickly. Why should I be paying for any cybersecurity? These monthly charges are pretty expensive for some of these cybersecurity things that people pay for. Do you still need those, Abdel?
I think it's important. And it's not just Apple, right? Breaches are happening everywhere. We heard about the T-Mobile breach back in late August. 54 million customers and employees were affected in that data breach, right? Those are the kind of scenarios where a software update is not somehow going to save you, right? That's why it's important that you at least monitor your credit. And I know a lot of credit card companies like Citibank, they offer these for free, right? So you should absolutely take advantage of that. That's Credit Karma, right? Monitor your credit, make sure nothing is happening there, right? On top of that, when you look at the T-Mobile data breach, these hackers gain access to people's social security card number, other personal data, including your device ID, which means that they can call T-Mobile, and they also had access to your security questions, right? So they can call T-Mobile and say, hey, I'm blah, blah, blah. Here's my device ID. Here's my security question. And they can switch your number to their number, meaning that if you have, let's say your bank, you use two-factor authentication, and it's a text message-based authentication, right? They can gain access to your bank by switching your number to theirs, right? So that's why it's also important that when you set up two-factor authentication, never use SMS, text message, and never use email. Always use the app. There's, you know, if you go to the App Store or the Google Play Store, just look up two-factor authentication. Google has one. Microsoft has one, right? They're all good. Just use one of them.
All right, let's take a call here. Carl has a question, I believe, here. Go ahead, Carl. You're on WGN.
Yeah, hi, Anna. Thanks for the call. Can I ask your tech guy, can I get his take on something? I've got an older Apple iPhone, okay, and the software on it right now, and I get these notifications. A few weeks ago, I updated, but it's only 12, don't laugh now, 12.5.4. Do I need to be worried about anything?
So are you saying your iOS version is 12.5?
12.5.4, it says. In other words, I think the phone is probably too old to accept anything recent, like 15 or whatever.
Yeah, you need to be on that latest version, right? And yes, and unfortunately, these are some of the things that, you know, these mobile device companies that deal with, right, where they release updates and they don't do it for the older model because they assume people stop using it or they want to encourage you to use the later version of their phones.
Excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt. I believe the production date was 03. This is a 5S, just for the record. So what you're saying is I may need to think about getting some new phone in the near future.
Yes, yes. If you're not on the latest version of the iOS, right? And you can also, what I would also suggest is what's important here is that you have that update, right? The new update that Apple released. If you have that update, that's fine. You don't need to be on the latest version of iOS. But I don't think that's how Apple typically do things. I think their iOS version is tied down to the software updates, which means that, unfortunately, you do have to get a newer device, whether that's Apple, Android.
Hope that helps, Carl. It's not the what you wanted to hear, I'm sure. In fact, I've got a number of text messages from listeners who say they've got older devices that can't handle the updates. It seems like a pretty common problem, Abdel.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it is. There's multiple reasons why they do this sort of things. One is, they want to encourage you to buy a newer device, right, which is more revenue for them. Number two, it's very much possible that your device is so old that the software they're releasing will just not work with your phone, right? Mm-hmm. In which case, it's because the hardware that you have, it's a bit old, and the software they're writing today would not be compatible with the old hardware.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Joe. Joe, you've got a question, I believe, for Abdel. Go ahead with your question.
How you doing?
Good.
Does that update also require for the iPad?
Yes, yes. So this issue affected all Apple devices. So, jump on all of your Apple devices, go to the software update, and make sure you have the latest software update.
Okay, well, thank you very much, because that's what I wanted to know.
Yeah, and you're right. Sorry, we didn't say that.
My wife is on it constantly.
Well, you don't want to have any security breaches, so it's a quick fix. That's what's so cool about it. Takes a couple minutes.
Sounds like it's pretty easy.
It is. Good luck with it, Joe, and I hope
you're
staying
much.
Safe Online, you're welcome. 708 says, Apple Watches, are they affected as well? I've checked my watch. It says no update. Is this the? It's running 6.3. Is this the most current? It affects Apple Watches too, doesn't it, Abdel? It's all of the products.
Oh, that's a really good question. I actually don't own an Apple Watch, so I have not considered that. I did not see anything in the news about the watches. But again, if you were to go to software update and you don't see any updates, that means you'll either patch or there wasn't. It did not affect the watches.
Okay, so then yeah, you should be good. Hey, is there any advice to getting an older phone to operate better? We got a bunch of questions on the text line about that. Everything from battery to, you know, it's just things start getting slower when your mm-hmm. phone gets older. And if you don't want to shell out the dough for an upgrade, is there anything you can do?
You know, it depends how old your phone is, right? I think, you know, personally, I have both iPhone and Android, but I much prefer Android, right? And just because Android, it is an open source software. It is widely supported by a lot of different developers, right? Unlike Apple, you know, Google and maybe Samsung, whoever you get, they continue to support the software, the phone for quite some time. Now, I don't know what the age difference is between Apple and maybe Samsung, right? But I do know that Apple are constantly making changes, and about 3 to 5 years, whatever device you have, it's more likely obsolete, right? In which case, you are forced to jump to the later version of whatever iPhone that's out there.
Yeah, they want you to do that. That's for sure. Abdel Saifan is the president of cybersecurity nonprofit in Chicago. I want to just make sure we underline exactly what the issue is here. Once again, if you're just joining us, because this is a new type of security breach, at least to me and those of us who follow this fairly well, not in the tech community, but I've never heard of zero click exploits before. I thought, generally speaking, we click on a bad link and often we can get our phones or devices infected and our data potentially stolen. But this is something totally new. It's Pegasus and Blastdoor, which Apple is fixing with this new security update, and it doesn't require you to do anything. You don't click on anything, but somehow the spyware capable of infecting your device gets in. It can turn on your device's camera, the microphone, record messages, access text messages, emails, calls, even ones that are encrypted. It seems, again, like sort of a next generation. Is this where things are going, Abdel? This seems kind of scary.
Yeah, this happened. This does happen at least once a year. Apple absolutely has had 0 days in the past, and it does happen, right? It's because software are written by people. People make mistakes sometimes. You can't account for everything that's out there, and that's why it's important that there are security researchers out there who are constantly trying to figure out, well, how do I break into iPhone? How do I break into Android? Right? And that's why it's important that there are researchers who do these kind of things. But 0 days, no one is prone from 0 days. Doesn't matter who you are, whether you're Google or Apple, right? It does happen, right? Now, the good thing is that these companies have so much resource that they have their own security researchers, and they're able to catch these sort of things before it's out there for too long, right? 1 week, that's not too bad at all, right?
No, no.
Yeah, if you think about data breaches, if we remember, what was it, Experian? No. If you remember...
There's many of them.
Yeah, the credit card company that was breached, they had a vulnerability that was sitting there for about a year and a half, right? Mm-hmm. That was plenty of time for hackers to get in, steal your social security card, all of your personal data, right? 1 week, that does not give a lot of time for some sophisticated hacker to write some kind of exploit that goes through all of the iOS devices and steal your data, right?
Right.
So it's really impressive that they're able to quickly fix this in less than a week.
I want to get to, before I let you go, your Google litigation story, but hang on a second. There are quite a few texts about Apple Watches. People saying that their watches did update, and then a very helpful text, 847, that says Apple iPhone Watch is paired with your phone, so you don't need to do anything. It automatically will update on your watch. So good to know. It does seem to apply to all of the Apple products, and what we're talking about is just go in and update your software because it'll save you a lot of headaches. It's just good to know they fixed this security breach. Hey, Abdel, tell me what happened with your Google Plus profile litigation. What happened there?
So about 3 years ago, there was a case against Google where someone discovered that there was maybe in a 24-hour period that Google had a software bug, and that software bug allowed developers to access your personal data. Now, of course, this was Google Plus, right? Google Plus has been retired for quite some time now. This was when Google was trying to compete with Facebook, and they came over Google Plus. So Google Plus no longer exists. But I do know that I opt in because I had a Google Plus account. And recently, I just received my, I think I got $6
from the Woo! Litigation. All right.
Wow. Three years later, right?
$6? That's all your data is worth? What?
Right. Google did claim that they did not do any wrongdoing, that no one accessed anyone's personal data. And, of course, the class lawsuit, I think, was maybe $60 million. And, you divide up by however many people are affected, $3 is what it, $6 was what it came out to me for me.
Well, the Facebook one, which I don't think has paid out yet, is supposedly there was a judgment, but maybe another appeal that was when they were taking your biometric data, your hand, face, thumbprints, whatever, all that sort of stuff without your permission, that's illegal in Illinois. So there was an Illinois lawsuit, and that was supposed to return people $250 to $350 a piece. I heard that there was some sort of stall pause in that whole thing and that no one has gotten paid yet, but supposedly that's supposed to happen. I think we have time to take one more call here. Karen's got a call about disposing old phones. Go ahead, Karen. You're on WGN.
Yes. How do I dispose of my old iPad and my old cell phone and our old computer?
Do a factory reset. So before you give your device to anyone, make sure you do a factory reset. And if you're really paranoid, do a factory reset about 3 times. and then, go ahead and recycle it, give it to somebody else, whatever the case is. But always perform a factory reset. Make sure your account has been removed. It's not tied into any Apple ID whatsoever.
All right.
Wonderful. Okay.
Good luck, Karen. Good luck with the new phone. I suppose you get one of those if you get rid of the old one. So that's good.
Right. Right. Thank you.
Of course. Have a good week. It's 2:54. Abdel, you've been so helpful. I got to let you go. We got to move on, but thank you. And we'll talk to you again another Tech Tuesday. Thanks for your time and your knowledge and everything you bring for us and answering our listeners' questions today.
Oh, yeah. Anytime. Thank you, Anna.